Beat beats by Trill Straight Killerville, dog, 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 dog.
What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pinker, host of the Paul Pinker Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video about Marcus Jordan going broke, basically, because he's been tricking on Scottie Pippen's ex-wife for a little while now, and he really don't got Scottie Pippen money, and he ain't got daddy money either, so I don't know how long that's going to last. Before we get into that, though, I want to give you a word from PromoPalace.biz. All right, let's get into it.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than PromoPalace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, PromoPalace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to PromoPalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please go to PromoPalace.biz. One-stop shop to promote your music, product, brand, or services. We got a coupon code, Labor Day 2023. You can get 15% off. Also, Happy Halloween 2023 and Happy Thanksgiving Day 2023, I think it is. All 15% off coupon codes that you can use site-wide. All right, let's get into it.
Yeah, the boy. Oh, Shay Duke Jackson, back at it again with another episode of the Celebrity Junk. Brother Marcus Jordan is the son of Hall of Famer Michael Jordan, arguably the greatest basketball player to ever live. Sorry, LeBron and Kobe fans, that is the truth. Be it as it may, Marcus Jordan has lived a privileged life due to who his father was. Most of us, we wish we had parents that had that sort of money, but they didn't. So we had to do the best that we had. But nonetheless, Marcus Jordan was a great father like Marcus Jordan, at least financially. But Marcus Jordan is not the athlete Michael Jordan was. He had to live up to high expectations. He was average at best. All right. And he got the chance to own basically some of the things like market Michael Jordan. He has a brand. I forget what the brand is. He owns that. He runs that store. I forgot what he does, but he sells Jordans or whatever like that. Okay. So he's living a modest lifestyle, but Marcus Jordan wants more. Okay.
So he's basically making money selling something that his dad built. He can't do his own thing basically. So he's basically selling his dad's shoes to make money. Okay, that's very innovative. Let's keep it moving.
Marcus Jordan wants more. Marcus Jordan wants to be in the limelight like his dad.
Who doesn't?
Without the talent. All right?
Let me stop for a second. Who doesn't want more? I mean, if you don't want more, you're a complete idiot as far as I'm concerned. Let's keep it moving.
And now that he owns this particular store, and that he is right now, okay, he wants to be out there in the trophy room running that. But he wants to be out there with Larsa Pippen. He wants to be a celebrity, guys. He wants to be known, since he's not known for doing anything else, because he's terrible at basketball, he's terrible at business, and he's a spoiled So he goes out there, and now he's in some trouble. Because, you know, he wants to be famous. Guess what he did? He racked up $175,000 in credit card debt, okay, over the summer. Now, how do we know this? The company, American Express, claimed that Jordan stopped making payments on a $175,000 balance. American Express filed a lawsuit against a trophy room store December 2022, with Jordan agreeing to pay off its balance in $10,000 increments. All right? Now, what does that mean? You're tricking the money off on something that most likely isn't a business expense. Trying to be rich. Oh, and you probably ain't got daddy's access money. Why? Because he don't want you with Larson. So you're out here broke, bruh. You're with a chick that is, you know, 48, but you know, let's just say, for example, her famous days are that she would want to keep it with the rich and famous, but your daddy got the money. Everybody else, you're living outside of your means. Because if not, why would they file a lawsuit on a $175,000 balance? Let me just talk about you and me, right? And I'm an American Express customer. I can charge $175,000 before. I have done something like that before in the past. I have never been one day late on an American Express bill. Not one time. Never. I use a lot of stuff for my own personal business. I have not once been ever late on an American Express payment. Not one time. Here you are, the son of Michael Jordan, Mr. Rich, Mr. Famous, Mr. Everything, yet you are broke, bro. Completely broke. And you're out here expecting.
Yeah, let me chime in real quick. If my father was Michael Jordan, I definitely would be able to leverage that name a hell of a lot better, a hell of a lot more. You best believe that. I mean, my father was just Milford Vernon Pickett, and he committed suicide. So I definitely had to make it off my own blood, sweat, and tears. And shout out to BTS crew. But I had to make it off my own blood, tears, and sweat, actually. Blood, tears, and sweat, whatever. I had to make it off of my own. But if I was Michael Jordan's son, you best believe I would be able to leverage that a hell of a lot more, especially on social media and things of that nature. So let's keep it moving.
Somebody is going to try to take you seriously. But here's what happens with a lot of guys that got some money. You get out of your means with some chick trying to impress some lady when you ain't got it like that. When you need to be living a modest lifestyle, working on yourself. You already got the business. Your dad didn't give you the business. What else do he need to give you? You didn't put the trophy room in a situation. He already gave you that business. You have the direct links with Nike and you're blowing it because you racked up $175,000 on credit card debt and you didn't pay the bill. Sounds like Angela Simmons, but that's how a lot of folks are fake rich. They fake rich. They be on here acting like they got money out here. They're not working. They're trying to get clout for the wrong thing. Not producing nothing at all, by the way. Not producing a goddamn thing. And if she really loved you, I'm going to tell you what you would find out. If that woman cared about you, firstly, you wouldn't be having that kind of debt. You're talking about you wanting to marry her. With what money? Because you ain't going to do it with daddy's money, right? So we already know that. But if she cared about you, you wouldn't be spending that money. But because you are so insecure and you're not what your daddy is, you want to go out there and do all that stuff. And so many men want to do that. I know so many guys. A lot.
And let me chime in. I'm with them. Like, none of that leads to real love. It's not going to amount to no real love. Not no Mary J. Blige. Real love. I'm talking about that real love. Yeah. It's not going to lead to that. Because you basically got to compete with that Scottie Pippen lifestyle. That's the thing. Like, you're taking a woman that used to be with Scottie Pippen, and even though Scottie Pippen ain't got Michael Jordan money, Marcus Jordan ain't got Scottie Pippen money. You know, so that's the thing. People, when they get accustomed to living certain lifestyles that are, like, up here, they never want to go back down here, you know. They want to be with somebody that's going to keep them in that lifestyle, especially a lot of these females. There's too many females out here that say they want a man with six figures or that makes six figures a year, which is crazy because it's literally like 10% of the freaking men. So you got like 100% of the gold diggers. 100% of the gold diggers are literally fighting and sharing 10% of the men. Let's keep it moving up.
I'm talking about dudes like really trying to get it in and impress people. And they're really broke. Everybody knows they're broke. Let's not get it twisted. A lot of guys know that they are broke. Like, oh, that guy, yeah, he's broke. He doesn't have anything. He's terrible. He doesn't have any money. Trying to keep up with the Jones. And most likely trying to impress a chick. That's what? That don't need to be there. How many men?
Shouts out to Mr. Jones, broke his kneecap and his ankle. Had to throw that in there because he said they're trying to keep up with the Joneses. So shouts out to my man, Mr. Jones.
Men are going broke over a woman who, number one, doesn't intend on doing anything for you. Okay? They can't do anything for you. They can't, number one. Right? That's the first thing. Secondarily, listen to what I'm saying. You have to sacrifice so much to be with them to get nothing in return. How many guys are going through something like that? And you look at these guys, you're like, man, you're dumb, bro. And these are guys that you look up to. Oh, man, that's Jordan's son, bro. Man, that's Jordan's man. That's Jordan. Hold on, bro. Maybe you need to calm down, bro. Maybe you have no idea what you are talking about. Maybe that person is an idiot, okay? A lot of guys are suffering for reasons that they should not be understanding. And I've been telling guys, I've been telling dude, you stop chasing ladies with a lot of money. If you don't got it, that don't mean you know damn well. Going broke over some chick spending $175,000 on your credit card to impress who? Who? What? Like, let me tell you.
And let me chime in. The only reason Larsa Pippen's got a lot of money is because she was married to Scotty. That's the thing, man. Like, I don't know why he thought this was going to go well. You're literally dating the woman that was your dad's former sidekick teammate on six championships that saw you grow up as a kid and knew you as a kid. I mean, yeah, that sounds like almost like the Matt Barnes and Derek Fisher situation, but worse, but like two or three times worse. And you see what happened with that. Like, Matt Barnes ended up throwing Derek Fisher through a glass window. So it's like that situation, but worse. And I don't know why you would think that any woman that was married to a basketball player at one time isn't going to want to try to date somebody only who has money. Like, they're not going to date nobody broke. And that's the thing. She probably figured he got money because of his last name. But if you know anything about Michael Jordan and how he feels about, like, homeless people holding up signs asking for money, if you go hold up a sign begging for money, then you could go fill out an application to get a job. So Michael Jordan doesn't play that, like, I'm going to just take care of everybody in the family forever bullshit. You got to go out there and make your own name, make your own money, put in your own work. We're talking about a guy who set the standards of hard work in the NBA. That's why Jordan is the greatest. He set the standards. Just like Dr. Dre set the standards of the Sonics, you know, have the quality of recording. Michael Jordan, he raised the bar so high, he set the standards of how hard you have to work to win six NBA finals, to go 6-0 and be considered the GOAT and the greatest of all times. Like, LeBron and Kobe and the rest of them cats, they're only working as hard as Michael worked. They're only working to the standards that he set. Kobe worked as hard as Michael Jordan. But he just, he, it was just like you couldn't get there. It was just, and I've actually heard enough of this one. Yeah, Kobe, he was almost there, you know. But Jordan's, he raised his bar and the standards so high that, like, if you look at Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, I love them. They were great. Great for the game. They saved the game. But they didn't work as hard on their body and their physique and their games, every dimension, like Jordan. I mean, I'm talking about Jordan, just not only was he working on, you know, his physique and his frame head to toe, he was working on his mid-range, his three-point, his post-up, his handles, his defense, dominating on defense. You know, he worked on every aspect, and he tried to dominate on every aspect and be the greatest on every single aspect, you know. So, yeah, Marcus Jordan, you ain't got that Scottie Pippen money. And when you with Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, she's going to want you to have that Scottie Pippen money. I mean, it's good right now. It's all peaches and cream right now. But when he can't afford to maintain a certain lifestyle, you best believe that, you know, it's going to be over, man. It's going to be over. Women like that, they want you to maintain a certain lifestyle. And if you're not maintaining that lifestyle, I don't know what to tell you. You know, she's one of those chicks that literally is sharing, you know, 10% of the men, or fighting over 10% of the men and whatnot. So, yeah, good luck with that, Marcus Jordan. You're not Michael and you're not Scottie. And you better have at least that Scottie Pippen money for it to keep going forward. And the fact that you, like, literally ran up your credit card debt on your business just to try to, you know, travel and take this chick places and buy her things. Come on, son. You're playing yourself, man. You're playing yourself. Cut it out. So once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Paul Pinker Podcast, and I'm out.